In Ireland today, almost one in five women aged between 40 and 44 do not have children. I thought that was surprisingly high because I think we often see and are under the impression that almost all of us have children, and that's sort of what society tells us. And frequently we hear about women who cannot conceive due to fertility issues, and they've gone through the IVF, and it's a kind of a tragic scenario for people. And we do obviously feel for people who are in that position. But we don't hear nearly as much about those who are childless by circumstance or who simply just choose not to have children. So is there still a taboo in terms of talking about childlessness as a choice, or just talking about the fact that you can be happy and fulfilled without children? Perhaps we're all colluding in the idea that we need to have children to propagate the species. But to discuss all of this, I'm joined by journalist Tanya Sweeney and comedian Joanne McNally. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to come to you first, if that's okay, Tanya. Sure. Just, you know, as we're having this conversation, normally I wouldn't ask these kind of questions, but you yourself don't have children.
I do not have children. And, you know, it's sort of a number of different factors. It's because the opportunity never arose. I also like lions a lot, you know. What I do find interesting is that, you know, parents are never asked, you know, why they have had children in the way that we child-free women get asked all the time. I mean, if I go to the doctor, my doctor, you know, mentions it to me that, you know, you don't have much time if that's something you want to do. Now, I don't know if this happens to parents where they, you know, they're sold the idea of having another child in the GP office. But it just comes up a lot where, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, so are you going to be having kids? No, I don't think so. My partner's not really that interested either. Oh, go on, just have one anyway. He'll be fine. Once it comes along, it'll be grand. And the onus then is back on me to sort of make it all happen. And it's like, well, what if I don't want to? What if I like to travel? I like to have lions, go to the cinema. I don't necessarily want to be in the very unfun non-profit that is raising a family right now.
Do you think that there is it, I suppose, and maybe there are more than two options, but is it a case that we just presume we are hardwired almost by what society tells us, that women must want children to be fulfilled? Like the poor Jennifer Aniston.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Poor Jennifer Aniston, the wildly successful millionaire, you know, she's still viewed through that prism of she doesn't have kids.
Who gets laid a lot by really hot men.
Yeah, I know. My heart is bleeding for her actually quite a lot of the time with me, you know, because I'm smugly with my four children, if only. But is it that we kind of can't understand that women, you know, might choose not to have children? Or is it, do you think, Tanya, that we just expect everyone to do the same thing, that we're really like lemmings and we all just do the same thing?
Is it fair to say that I think that mothers just want company in their sort of, you know, I'm not going to say miserable because I don't want to make a judgment on what it's like to be a mother. I am not a mother. But, is you know, I think what happens is a lot of my friends would love to have the company of their friends also being on that journey with them, you know.
And in the same way that we don't like to get drunk alone, that kind of thing. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's an interesting parallel. I like that one, actually. But I mean, I think, you know, married women definitely get it way more than I might as an unmarried woman, that they just can't understand. You have the husband, you have the home, you have this, but you don't have that missing puzzle piece, you know, and that's the sort of thing that they come up against a lot. Me, I mean, I was single for a very, very long time before I met my current partner. So, you know, I think it sort of went away, and I'm now in my 40s. So, I mean, I think it would be really strange for my, you know, people to go, so when's this happening now? And why hasn't this happened? And like, I think I've just talked to myself about being child free for such a long time that people just, you know, are not, you know, asking me now.
Before,
you know?
I bring Joanne in, just to finish on that tangent, have you decided that it's definitely not happening, or are you kind of on the fence going, I'm not too sure?
This is the thing. I hate that there is this sort of one camp or the other. I mean, I might come in here in 2 months pregnant. Do you know what I mean? And then will I be sort of like, oh, well, she changed her tune. I'm allowed to change my bloody tune. I'm sorry. Thank you. But it's like, you know, I just find that really annoying that, I mean, who knows? Right now, it would not fit in my life. I do not want to have a child right now. I really like to travel. I really like to read. I really like to go to the cinema. And you can obviously do all that stuff with a child. But I sense that there's a lot of work involved. And it's not for me. I'm a lazy bugger, like, you know, and I just don't necessarily fancy that job right now. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Let me bring you in, Joanne. Joanne McNally, comedian, is here too. Joanne, you I hope can hear what Tanya is saying as well. Do you find that you get, I mean, you made the whole documentary for TV3, Baby Hater, which is obviously a very provocative title. And I know you're not a baby hater. I don't think anyone's a baby hater, in fairness. But you have said that you've made a decision that, you know, being a mum, that going down that road is not for you. Do you think people find it hard to accept it, that they keep going, but maybe you'll change your mind, but maybe you just don't know what you want now and all that kind of stuff? Is there just a reluctance to accept this as a decision that people validly make?
Yes, because I think a lot of people with children feel that you are, without children, you're unfulfilled. So I think they can, they feel a bit sorry for you, to be honest.
Okay.
I think when you hit my age, I'm 34, or women in their 30s anyway, we kind of tend to drift off into two camps, and it's the people who are having kids or the people who aren't having kids. And I think there's a lot of judgment from both camps towards the others. I kind of feel like, why should my life be worth as much as it would be if I had a kid? You know, why does my story have to end if I don't have children? I feel like that happens to women as well. If they don't have kids, people lose interest in their lives as such. It's like they're not doing anything productive anymore, which I have a real issue with.
Let me ask you the same question that I asked Tanya. Is that we find it hard to accept that a woman can be fulfilled without children? Or is it just that society is such that we're all a bit lemming-like and we all just do the same stuff, that we all just kind of fall in whatever the norm is? And for a lot of people, I suppose the majority of people, that is to have kids. And it's just, we're kind of mindlessly doing it.
Yeah, I think that some people think long and hard about having children, and they've always wanted them, and they have a real craving to do it and urge to do it. And then I think other people do it because it's just what you do. You got married, you had kids. I know that my mother would have said she wanted kids, but she also did it because it was, you look around and it's what everyone's doing, and you don't see it as that there's an option to do anything else. And there is now, like you were saying, like 1 in 5 women aren't having kids now.
That's 1 in 5 women in the age bracket 40 to 44. So the chances are, if they aren't having children then or haven't had children then, it's only a small proportion of them at that stage over 45 will go on and have them. Do you know what I mean? So that's probably set in stone, more or less.
And as well, I think that there's not a lot of talk about, and this is what the documentary looked at in a big way, there's not a lot of talk about the women who do go on to have kids and then they regret it. They wish they hadn't done it. They realise motherhood isn't for them and there's too much work in it and too much responsibility. And that terrified me, to be honest, because I was under the assumption, you hear people saying, oh, you'll never regret having a child, but you might regret not having one.
That's really interesting. I would, having spoken to an awful lot of mothers, I suppose, over the years, and not just my mates, but also as a GP, I would suggest that that's a very, and that's not to negate their view, but that it's a very small proportion of people who would have children and regret it. Now, that's not...
I don't know. I mean, of course, it seems like the majority don't regret it, 100%. And I don't have exact figures on this or anything. But even talking to friends of mine, like now who have kids, like, they struggle. Like, it's very hard. Like, it's not the kind of the maternal, beautiful bubble that I assumed it was growing up, if you know what I mean. There's a lot more going on.
What I was going to ask you is, though, Tanya, do you think that hearing that some people regretted having children, that went on and had children and regretting it, do you think that fear has occupied some part of your brain that you're now kind of focused on that as a fear and that's putting you off?
I think that's for you, Joanne.
Oh, me?
Sorry, I beg you. Did I say the wrong? Did I say Tanya?
Yeah.
Forgive me. Joanne, yeah, sorry.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. That document, like, once I realised that was a real thing, that became almost like an obsession for me then. I was terrified. I was like, what an awful position to be in. To be in a position like that, you can't get out of. Do you know that way? And, like, none of those people who said that they regretted it, they all said that they loved their kids. None of them said they didn't love their children. But they wish they hadn't done it and they desperately missed their pre-child life. And that really scared me. But it also scares me that I'm missing out on this amazing, wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I keep saying, I wish I'd just got knocked up by accident at 21 and I wouldn't have to think about it. I wouldn't be in this position.
And there is that. Let me bring you back in, Tanya, and apologies for muddling up the names there. Is what Joanne just said there quite valid actually in the bit that she said, well, I wish I just had gotten knocked up at 21. Can you overthink these things? Because in fairness, I think when you think about making a decision that's this enormous, when you think of the long life-changing ramifications of it, anyone would balk at making that as a decision, whereas most of us don't decide as well. Most of us go to Coppers and have a few drinks.
Of course. And, you know, more power to you. But I suppose if you are kind of, you know, making a decision on it, like, all you can do is make a decision in that moment. Like, there was no way at 32, say, I was going to have a child to appease my 50-year-old self. Like, I have had a number of women in their 50s come at me saying, you have to do this. I regret it so much. And I'm like, do you know what?
These are women who didn't have children.
Sorry, these are actually women who never had children.
Okay.
And they're like, you know what? The window of opportunity has now closed right shut on me. And I really wish I'd done it. And I listen to that and I go, I'm not having a child now in the event, remote event that I am going to regret it when I'm 50. It's not working for me right now. Like, I'm a freelance journalist. We're on a pittance. So I'm not able to do that right now. And like,
would you take, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, because I actually think it's totally your own choice, but would you take on board what they say, a bit like the people who say, listen, I got this tattoo and it seemed like a great idea at the time and now I totally regret it? I listen to those people go, maybe I shouldn't get the tattoo. Would you not listen to those women and kind of go, oh God, maybe I don't want to be the 50-year-old who's missing out, that I just because I can't see that into the future now?
Well, like Joanne, I would be more nervous about going ahead with something like that. That's a massive thing. And then regretting it. And I'm so glad. I mean, like, when I watched, you know, Joanne's documentary, that people were talking about this maternal regret. It is the last taboo, because mothers are supposed to be the most beatific, content and selfless creatures on the planet. And they're not. They're human beings, you know, with, you know, failings and fallibilities like everybody.
Yeah, indeed. As a mother, I would vouch for that. No question. One of our listeners, Amanda, is on the line. Amanda, you don't have children, is that right?
That's correct, Ciara. Yeah, no children. 38,
I want to kind of know your age, but I don't want to ask you rudely directly. So 38 and no children. Is that a choice? Is that just circumstance? Where were you at with all this?
To be honest, Ciara, I just think, you know, that, you know, a child should not define a woman. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. You know, I'm quite happy with the choice that I've made now in not having children. And I suppose the whole point is really, it's personal choice, like,
yeah.
You know, and circumstances determine it as well. You know, it's not an easy choice for some people to make. Some people maybe just decide they want to be more career focused, you know, want to travel, like the girl said there. And, you know, for health reasons. And also there's massive financial reasons. You know, the ability to actually, you know, having to try and provide for another human being. It's a huge responsibility and it's definitely a life-changing one. You know, and I just think some people, now not everybody, you know, but they have this idea that, oh, there's something wrong with me because, oh my God, you're 38 and you have no children. You know, the clock is ticking. It's actually not ticking. You know, you're either maternal or you're not, and I'm just not.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong, I like children, but I mean, they're just not for me. And then you have people saying, you know, oh, never say never, you might meet the man of your dreams. And I mean, then that's another thing. It's like, a man now is going to completely change my whole mindset. Like, oh, I'm definitely going to have a child now because I've met you. You know, I just don't think that's, it's not right. And like I said on my tweet, like, I mean, I yawned in front of the baby one day and like she said, what are you yawning for? And I said, I'm tired. And she said, I have no sympathy for you. She has no children. I mean, that hurts because, I mean, I'm trying to be tired as much as she is.
Of course, yeah, but people say all kinds of rubbish, don't they, in fairness?
They do.
But one of the things is, do you feel that that's still, as a 38-year-old, you're single and you don't have any children, do you feel there is still, I suppose, a societal thing that looks at you, Amanda, and kind of goes, without the man and without the baby, there's a bit missing, that somehow you aren't like, and I don't think that men get this the other way around. I don't think that people look at 38-year-old men who are single and have no kids and kind of go, ah, bless him, one of these days he might get lucky. Do you think that we still look at women and really see the pinnacle of their achievement is having kids or I suppose pulling a bloke?
Absolutely, I really do. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you're not responsible enough. Are you not responsible enough? You know, they, you are definitely frowned upon and looked down. And I do think people are still very, very much in this old fashioned sense of mind where, you know, that's what you do. That was the in thing years ago. So, I mean, but like, as you can see, women are taking over the world.
Well,
and, you know, things are changing all the time. And people, you know, and even in the job I'm in currently, I mean, people are focused, women especially, are now kind of considering more career, you know, their career, and they just don't want to go down that path. I'm quite happy. I like to travel. I love cars. I like to be able to get into my car and not have to put in a car seat and do all these things if I want to go into the shop. That's my choice. Yep. You know what I mean? But yep. I definitely feel, and then the other side of it is, you know, you meet people that have children and they nearly envy you then, and it's kind of like, oh, sure, look, it's, you know, you can do whatever you want. You know, you have a job, you have a car, you know, you've no responsibility really, like you've no yep. children. And I don't know. I mean, you could talk forever about it, but you feel sometimes you just don't fit in. And I mean, that happens. You know, you see yourself where, you know, when you're married and have kids, you kind of veer off to that path, don't you? And they're the kind of circle of people that you, so you're kind of left at this is a hard age being single, because you're kind of left in between. You know, you don't have that social
gathering anymore. Does it affect your social life?
It definitely does, yeah, without a doubt. You know, and I suppose when you're younger, you have all these friends. And, you know, I remember my mother saying to me when I was young, look, you'd be lucky when you get older if you can count your friends on one hand. Like, yeah. You'd be saying, oh my God, go away, I have about 50 friends. But as you get older, you feel that is harder. And I suppose then trying to fit into something which people think is the norm. So you're coming in a single girl and you're being friends with a family, you know, a person who has children, and you don't have the same common interests. Like, you just okay. don't. And it makes it more difficult, I think.
Thank you for that. Thanks for that, Amanda, one of our listeners. Joanne, can I bring you back in? Just, I mean, you're only, what is it, 33, 34. So you're young and yet you're very successful. You're making documentaries on TV3. You have your own stand-up show. You have all sorts of strings to your bow from a media perspective. A lot of people would look at you and go, really successful young woman.
Oh,
and wait.
Thank you, Kira.
But do you think that somehow gets overlooked in the, but she doesn't have a baby, she doesn't have two kids. Do you think that women's achievements and accomplishments are somehow dismissed unless there's a couple of kids attached to them?
Yeah, I think there would be, people would look at your perceived success with a certain amount of, like, sadness. As in, you know, oh, isn't she doing great there? No kids. Do you know that kind of way? I feel like sometimes it feels like it sounds like it's a woman's surname. It could be like Joanne, never married, never had kids. Do you know that kind of way? It becomes kind of like locked on to your identity almost. And maybe that's changing. That was certainly the way it was at my mother's generation.
Yeah.
But I think this whole kind of like women can have it all, I think that's bull. Like, I don't think that's actually true. I don't know how I would be able to tour and travel and everything if I had a family. I wouldn't be able to do it.
There is very possibly, I think you're right, compromise and sacrifice. Very interesting. Another listener is on the line who I'm very interested to talk to. Jane, you have children, is that right? But
I do.
But
yes.
But if you had your time over, you would have made a different choice.
Yes, I signed there to a researcher that my two girls, they're young adults now, beautiful women, very independent, fantastic women, are, you know, I had them in my 30s, and if I was given my time again, I would choose not to have children.
Can you tell me why?
Well, for a lot of the reasons that your contributors have said, you know, your life, as every woman, every parents, men and women know, your life is completely changed in good ways and bad ways. And, you know, for some people, that is, when you look back, you think, God, you know, it was lovely at the time, but actually it was also very, very difficult. And, you know, would I choose to put myself through motherhood again? No, I wouldn't. And that doesn't mean to say that I don't love my children. And I'm sure there might be lots of people saying, oh my God, how could you actually even say this, you know, and like, what do your girls think? And I've actually said this to them, you know, and it's not something that I would, you know, feel bad about saying to them. It's a genuine feeling that
And do you have. Do you think that you should say it to them because they're young women who are going to go down, you know, the similar path of life that we all go down, and that they
absolutely.
Should hear all sides of this?
Absolutely, because they're going to be the women of the future. They are the women of the future, and they're living in a society where, as your contributor said just now, women are expected to have it all. And it's very, very difficult to have it all unless you've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're expected as females to fall into this pattern of, you know, you're a mother, you're a female, you have this nurturing thing. Well, you know, actually, no, a lot of us don't.
Okay.
And, you know, or can have it, but don't actually live their full lives through that. They have an independent life.
Can I ask you just lastly, Jen, and I don't want to pry too much, but were you raising your daughters on your own? Did you have a partner?
No, I have very supportive, very, very, very supportive. They're two very wanted girls. They didn't come easily, you know, and I definitely wasn't a single mother. And, you know, their daddy, we both parent them. And, you know, parenting goes on forever.
Yeah, true.
It's not something you can put aside ever.
Lastly, was it because of whatever you felt you missed out on, Jane? Was it because that you wanted to do different things career-wise or travel-wise or something along those lines?
Kind of wary about thinking like that, because you're kind of walking yourself into, you know, there's a danger there that people will label childless women as being selfish, but it's not a question of selfishness. It's a question of, you know, what is it that the woman wants to do for her life? And, you know, being a parent is a huge sacrifice, mm-hmm. and not everybody wants to make that sacrifice, and that is perfectly okay.
Yeah. Look, thank you very much for talking to us. That's very interesting to hear that perspective. Thank you so much for that. That is Jane, one of our listeners there. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks indeed to Joanne McNally, comedian, and also to Tanya Sweeney, journalist. Thank you all of you for sharing your own stories, because they are personal stories as well as opinion. And I'd like to know what the rest of you guys think. We have loads of texts coming through. I'll probably get to them after the break. But let me know what you think. 53106, are women defined by motherhood?